So hi guys, here's a quick reminder from me. Today is Sunday. I hope you went to church. I would have sent this earlier so that I can prompt you all to go to church. But anyway, I hope you went to church. There's still, I don't know if they do evening services or evening mass. I don't know. But you can still go if you didn't go. And if you didn't go, you can still watch online. But anyway, I just want you to make out time and worship God and serve Him and thank Him. Then also commit this week into His hands, because you cannot do it all alone. This life is a very big, scary place. Different things happen every day. People die every day, but we are alive. And all we can do is just to give God praise and continue to appreciate Him and try at least once in a week, at least, dedicates the whole week to Him. Even if I understand you go to work early in the morning, you come back late at night, and I understand people go through a lot, people do a lot of things, and people are always busy. Most times people think about God, but did they come out to pray? Did they read the Bible? I don't think so. I am guilty as well. I think about God almost all the time, but these days, I don't know, I wake up early and I'm like, oh, do you need to pray? And then I'm not praying. I'm either doing something else or doing something else. But anyway, the whole point of it is just to, even if you didn't go to church and you don't have enough data to watch YouTube or ever go on live stream, you can go on your knees and pray and commit everything about today into God's care. Tell Him to guide you and to also lead you to reading the Bible, direct you, because it's not just about reading the Bible like a novel or like a storybook. When you read the Bible, you need guidance so that you can understand, and not when after reading it, someone goes back to Matthew chapter blah 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 says blah 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 blah. You're like, wow, and I read Matthew. How come I didn't hear this? So it's not just about reading the Bible like a novel. It's about understanding and asking the Holy Spirit to guide and protect you and lead you and make you see things from a different angle, make you understand things that on a normal ground you'd have just read and left it. I think that's what reading the Bible is all about, and we need the Holy Spirit to guide us. Yes, I understand. Before, when I was younger, what I used to do is I just go to the Bible and I open any verse and I read, and I found out that it made no difference. It wasn't making anything, any single difference in my life, because someone can just say, okay, you read the Bible, what do you understand? And I'm like, wow, I've forgotten. How did I even forget? I had this book, I used to write down everything I read, but still I always forget. I don't know. I'm sure I'm not the only one. So I came to understand that it's not just by reading the Bible, it's about asking God, praying that God should guide you while you're reading the Bible. Having the Spirit of God is different from forcing the Spirit of God. Having the Spirit of God means you want to be close to God and you're doing everything to want Him. But forcing the Spirit of God is you want to be close to God, but you're not doing everything. You just, okay, people say read the Bible. Oh, okay, I'm reading the Bible. You still go to church. Oh, okay, I'm going to church. You don't have any relationship with God. You're just forcing it. Like you're forcing yourself into it. There's a difference. And that doesn't make you a Christian. That doesn't make your relationship with God tight. It doesn't make your relationship with God close. So once your relationship with God is closed, you're going to know. And once suddenly you always talking about God, always close to Him, you hear His voice, He speaks to you, He guides everything you do, and suddenly you drift apart. You feel it. You just feel it. And you want to go back to how it was. I remember there was a time, I'm saying too much. I remember there was a time I was just on my own. I started crying because I miss God so much. Not that I don't talk to Him in prayer, not that I don't hear His voice still, not that I don't think about Him every day, but the fact that we used to be super close. I used to wake up every morning, I'd do my devotion, I spend almost hours talking to God, and I felt it every day. I started my day refreshed, but I got so busy and I want to do all of that. But it's either I force myself to do it, and at the end of the day, when I'm praying, I'm thinking of something else, I'm thinking of hot amala I want to eat. Or maybe when I'm praying, I'm in a hurry, thinking of, oh, which bus will I enter now, going to work, what will I, blah, blah, blah. I'm always distracted and I've lost it. I keep crying and begging God, God, how do I get back to you? God, I want you. I want that relationship. I want to feel how I always felt every day. I want to get close to you. I want when people see me, they see you. And it's not easy, but I know gradually. gradually everything is going to be fine. I'm taking it one day at a time. I'm still a human being. I'm still learning every day. God is still teaching me. But the most important thing is that I proclaim His name, and I will never, ever, ever stay a single day, a single second without thinking of Him, because I am nothing if not for Christ. I am just a nobody. Christ is the one leading me. And I want to say thank you, God, because you're awesome to me, you're awesome to my family, you're awesome to everyone who believes in you. And I'm not just worshiping you because of what I have to gain. I'm worshiping you because this is why I live. This is what I have to, I have you to gain. I have you to gain. I don't need any other thing. Worshiping you is enough for me. And I wish everybody sees it the same way, that serving you is enough for them. I don't need anything. Some people serve God because of miracles. They want quick miracles. Oh, this person is so lucky. Oh, this person is so blessed. Okay, let me serve that same God and see if I can be blessed that way. But no, it doesn't work like that. That was not even what made me, that was not what prompted me to get close to God. Sometimes I'm on my own and I just want God. Not for anything. I just want to talk to Him. I need Him in my life. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to die. And where am I going to go? I want to go to heaven. Yes, I want to go to heaven. And that's just it. Every day of my life, I think about God. I think about why I'm leaving. Why am I leaving? What am I leaving for? Okay, I go to New York tomorrow, and then what? Okay, I get married with kids tomorrow, and then what? I find the love of my life, and then what? I'm still going to die, right? People who have it all figured out, they're dead. Some of them are dead. And what they have to gain. Anyway, I've said a lot. I didn't plan for this to be this long, but it's already long. And I think I'll continue some other time, because I have to go and continue what I was doing. So thank you for listening anyway. Have a nice, beautiful Sunday, Sunday afternoon, morning, whatever, evening. Enjoy. Bye.